broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right, happy to have you along. Sam Bushman and Kirk Crosby on your radio. Hard-hitting news the network refused to use, no doubt, continues now. This is the broadcast for June 30th in the year of our Lord, 2016. This is our 2 of 2, and our goal always, to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country on your radio and the traditions of our founding fathers. Kirk Crosby with me. Wow, we had a barn burner last hour. All kinds of crazy things in the news. Former Secret Service agent Gary J. Byrne saying the White House was a cocaine den and a brothel. Mrs. Clinton is paranoid, abusive, and power mad. Bill Clinton's just on the sexual prowl. The staff with which they surrounded themselves were morally bankrupt as well. Some doing cocaine while on the job, he says. The White House refuses to let Obama be questioned on Benghazi. Scoop Stanton, well-known reporter from New York, dials into the Liberty Roundtable Live as a citizen reporter. An active shooter breaking update. Women, more sex with robots than men by 2025, drudgereport.com. And we talked about a former United Nations official. John Ash has been found dead in his New York home. Is this a case of Hillary Clinton silencing people who know too much? And the whole thrust of the hour, Kurt, was I'm convinced that a lot of these people that tell us, you know, Larry Nichols and Gary and all these guys, they all talk about Bill. They all talk about sex with the prettiest women and Hillary being crazy. But no one really takes it to the next level. In other words, the White House staff did cocaine on the job. But nothing about Bill doing cocaine, as the mistresses allege. Nothing about drug running in the White House, which could get somebody arrested. Nothing about rape that could literally throw Bill Clinton in jail because there may not be a statute of limitations. Okay, we go on and on. Plenty of dead bodies with the body count around the Clintons. All speculation, but yet there's grains of truth. But how do you push to get accountability? But nothing really pushing hard enough to really prevent Hillary from getting into the White House, Kurt. It's just enough to create the salaciousness and to continue the discussions, but nothing serious enough really to change the game. And that's kind of my concern, Kurt, is I don't really think these guys are taking off the gloves. Your thoughts?
Well, at least it seems to me like the levels that we've, I guess you could say, come to of, criminality, I guess you'd call it, in the days of, let's take, go back to what, Nixon, when he was impeached and basically not really run out of town, but he didn't stay in as president. we've come to way more record lows than that, at least in my opinion, and yet still no real... you could really almost say that much of America is allowed or ready to allow that kind of thing to be given a pass when it comes to Hillary. But then the big, point is what you always teach is he who owns the media makes the rules. So these individuals, Hillary and Bill, are... with their connections, with their friends in the media, and those who will not report those kind of things and will not talk about those, they choose not to, and they end up getting their, their perks and benefits along the way, with access and the different things like that. It's just how that whole thing works, as far as I can see.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, there you have that. Now let's talk about the reversal in the polls, Kurt. They told you that Hillary was way ahead. Are they going to report the flop there, Kurt?
I think they might not have time, Sam. This is the 4th of July weekend coming up, and there's a lot of well, things to cover. I mean, you know, fireworks and things like that. But, yeah, the point is, Sam, at least the headline from, you know, the Rasmussen polling institution, Rasmussen Reportings, under what they call the White House Watch, is that Trump is at 43% and Clinton 39%. Now, they say that's kind of a reversal a week earlier when they, you know, really were telling, well, they were trumpeting, maybe shouldn't use that, but trumpeting the fact that Clinton was up about the same numbers. And now I think interesting to me, 43 to 39 gives you about 82%, by the way. They do say that 12% still like another candidate and 5% are undecided. That's still 17 and 82 still doesn't add up to me. But
of course not.
You know, the yeah, it comes close. So.
Bottom line, though, is that, you know what, the Donald is at 43, Hillary's at 39, Trump's quite a bit ahead of Hillary now. Are they going to report on it's the question. Clinton has called for more gun control following the recent, quote, terrorist killings at the Orlando, and they don't say gay nightclub, but that's what it is. And Trump disagrees. That's critical to note. That has a lot, in my opinion, to do with the reversal. We're going to get to the IT story in seconds. Scoop Stanton chimes in with more details on the active shooter breaking update. Scoop.
Yes, thank you, Sam. I erroneously reported that Prince George's County Police Department were on scene. That is not the case. Prince George's County Police, which is the jurisdiction that surrounds Andrews Air Force Base, was not called, did not respond. They were just in the area. However, Prince George's County Fire Department has been called, and they are on the scene. Right now, it's a very confusing situation. I've been flipping back and forth for different channels. Outside the base entrances, all these federal unmarked police cars, Suburbans, Tahoes, whatever, flying in and out of the base. They're turning cars around, telling them they're not allowed to enter the base for this situation. However, outside the looks at one of the buildings, you have look like airmen in with long rifles, body armor, and Kevlar helmets, staying around doing much enough. They're not taking any position of cover right now. One looks like a police officer is talking with a canine handler in front of a truck, wide out in the wide open. So it's a confusing situation right now. They haven't. We got no reports of anybody, any victims. No reports of anybody going through the building. Barricade situation of that nature. So we got cop cars flying in the base, and we have personnel, emergency response team walking around, in the wide open, with the rifles pointed up, not ready to rush in the building. So that's the situation I'm going right now.
All right, they say the base was put on lockdown just after 9 a.m. Eastern time this morning. Fox is reporting it, NBC Washington 4. They say Joint Base Andrews on lockdown after active shooter report.
Correct. And also the people in the building, they're being walked out, escorted out of the building. They don't have their hands up. They're just being walked out, like escorted to their vehicle or something like that.
And the question becomes, if they don't have their hands up or anything else, maybe they're victims, not necessarily perpetrators per se. So it's hard to tell who's who right now.
Right, but the situation, like activity situations now, if they're going to evacuate a scene, SOP says that everybody that's coming out, they're supposed to get searched because one of the people being escorted out might be the shooter. But they're just being walked out of the building right now. Nobody's checking anything. They're just being let out the building. And again, emergency response personnel are on scene. They have the building surrounded, but they're not taking any cover. They're just walking around, just standing by, just waiting for further instructions.
All right. The problem is we don't have any details, right?
Not yet. Oh, here's some breaking news. Well, they showed some people coming out of the building. They had their hands up. But then as soon as they're walking out, they put their hands down. So stand corrected again. But they're just being walked out and just being, instead of being let out quickly to a point of shelter, they're just being escorted out and, you know, carry on with the rest of their day, I guess.
All right. We'll keep an eye on the ball. Keep us posted, sir.
Okay.
Thank you.
Talk to you later, y'all.
Shooter Report, Fox News. Everybody's reporting it now, Kurt. WTOP Radio. They've all got updates, but nobody really has a lot of detail yet.
Maybe they've been listening to Scoop with the Scoop.
Probably so. Wouldn't blame them if they were. All right, we get back. We got a lot to cover, ladies and gentlemen.
Good
Sam
work,
and
Scoop.
Kurt, news the networks refuse to use. Thank you, Scoop Stanton, my brother.
Scott Bradley here. Most Americans are painfully aware that the nation is on the wrong track and in dire straits. Unfortunately, most political pundits only nibble around the edges when they claim to address the issues. Even worse, many of the so-called solutions are simply rewarmed servings of what got us into the mess we currently face. And the politicians think we're so gullible and naive that we'll buy their lies that they have reformed and now understand where they led us astray. Unfortunately, the truth of the matter is that they simply wish to continue to hold power. The solution to America's challenges is found in returning to the timeless principles found in the United States Constitution. My book and lecture series will reawaken in Americans an understanding and love of the principles which made this nation the freest, most prosperous, happiest, and most respected nation on earth. Visit topreservethenation.com and order my book and lectures to begin the restoration of this great nation.
North Florida, North America, and YouTube Babylon, are you tired of the direction America is headed?
Yeah!
Are you fed up with all the lies and corruption in government?
Yeah!
Are you tired of the persecution of Christians and other forms of patriots?
Yeah!
Do you want to get involved in the restoration of the Republic but are unsure where to start?
Oh, yeah!
The answers to these questions and more can be found with me, your host, Kevin Blake, Saturday nights, 10 to midnight Central Time, on Liberty News Radio, for the Restore the Republic show, where I will give you all the information needed to restore the Republic. So, Babylon, grab a chair, drink of choice, and get ready to laugh, or cry, or both. Until then, get comfortably disturbed at the RestoreTheRepublicShow.com. That is RestoreTheRepublicShow.com. See you on Saturdays, Babylon.
If you're at all like me, you have a tough time remembering appointments and events. But ladies and gentlemen, I have the answer. It's a premier service on the internet called Memo to Me. It's free. You ought to try it. Now I never miss the honey-do items for my wife or the important business meetings. They have strict privacy protection. That means they will release your email address to no one ever. You will not get spam because of Memo to Me. Unmatched dependability. Ladies and gentlemen, these folks have been around since 1998, and they are absolutely up online all the time to send you your reminders and appointments. They have rock-solid reliability. They have 5 redundant internet connections, diesel-powered generators backing up the system. I'm telling you, Memo to Me is the premier reminder service on the internet. It's free. You ought to give it a try. And, oh, by the way, if you're not available at your computer to get your email reminders, they can even send a reminder to your cell phone or pager. I use MemoToMe.com daily and highly recommend it to you. MemoToMe.com. Memo to Me.
Promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
All right, it's an iTeam exclusive. I guess iTeam is out there in California. Dateline, Oakland, California. Woman at the center of the Oakland police sex scandal speaks out. And she's hardly a woman. She's 18 years old. We don't know her real name. She goes by Celeste, but they say that's not a real name. Celeste Guap. And Celeste tells you that Guap in street language means money. And she started being a prostitute at 12 years old. She somehow got into this, I don't know what you call it, seeing how many police officers she could bed, if you will. And the scandal is growing. Dozens of careers are on the line. Officers sergeants, captains are all under investigation for having sex with a prostitute in several instances when she was underage as well, Kurt. There's a big interview that you've got here. Any details on this, Kurt?
Well, yeah, and, you know, it does show some, you know, they call it the I-Team exclusive. A guy's name is Dan Noyes, and, you know, this is ABC 7, KGO, Oakland, California, and it's some pretty detailed undercover, I guess you could call it, but detailed information. And what one of the things that kind of surprised me about it is you typically just don't see this kind of detailed reporting about most things. I mean, kind of like, just imagine if you really had this kind of detailed stuff about the Clintons, about, you know, maybe this story that we talked about earlier, death by barbell, the this guy that was a UN official has been found dead, and, you know, some things link him to Hillary Clinton and the fact that he was getting ready to basically testify and its trial coming up. You know, wouldn't it be interesting to see that kind of reporting about stories like this, or excuse me, stories like that? But this detailed reporting is coming out of Oakland talking about, you know, what really gets readers these days, apparently, this underage individual who started participating in these things when she was around 12, said her mom was a, let's see.
Well, her mom had a great job, Kurt.
Yeah, basically
as an Oakland police dispatcher.
Police dispatcher.
And
yeah,
Celeste was exposed to drugs and prostitution in the streets growing up in Richmond, California, as a young girl.
Is Richmond close to Oakland? Or?
Yeah. Yeah. It's okay, right there in the Bay Area, yeah. East Bay stuff.
I knew you knew more about this, and, you know.
Then she decided to hit the streets herself, Kurt, they say. Now, here's what I find fascinating about this story. Hmm. Celeste says she slept with more than 30 cops. It goes on. But here's what I find fascinating. One, we don't know Celeste's name. She won't mention any of the cops that she was involved with. She says she will not out them, Kurt.
Yeah.
And so we got texts. We've got supposedly some scandal brought to light by, you know, I'm not really sure how. Now, they claim what, Kurt? How did this get to light again? You mentioned it.
Well, you know, the first individual, apparently, or one of these individuals included in this, you know, committed suicide.
Yeah. So now how that all of a sudden gets the out, I don't know. But they go into the detail in the interview of the suicide, and she feels responsible for it based on the way she treated him. She said, I might tell the story and I might blow the whistle on you. And then this guy committed suicide over it, supposedly. But here's what I find fascinating, Kurt. Again, we're just in the salacious. There's no details, and as far as I can see, I mean, have people been arrested? Is there accountability here?
Not that I can see. You know, you've got some of these individuals, if I remember right, in some cases are, well, submitting their resignations, you know, that kind of thing. You know, some in the top levels of those areas, let's see, like in her latest interview, she was concerned about her looks, I guess, for the interview.
Yeah, she's worried about lipstick and all this goofy stuff, and they're just like, it's okay, no big deal. They say that it was 16 officers from the Oakland Police Department, 6 Richmond police officers, 4 Alameda County Sheriff's Department deputies, 3 San Francisco cops, 1 sheriff's deputy in Contra Costa County, 1 Livermore cop. I mean, there's a whole Bay Area. 1 police officer, believe it or not, even from the U.S. military, Defense Logistics Agency, they say, who contacted Celeste after the scandal erupted.
Yeah.
Now, then the reporter says, it just was a coincidence that the park I took her to for the interview was the same place that she used to meet the cops for sex. See, everything about this is salacious, Kurt, and I don't find any real accountability. And what they're talking about is underage girls in sex. They're trying to get you used to sex with children is their next goal, Kurt. This is all about salaciousness. Okay. This is not about reality. This is not about accountability. Three out of all 30 of them paid me, she says. The rest didn't. Why'd you do it then? Well, it was kind of fun.
Say at least
I don't know.
Seven,
I just look
seven.
At them like, well, I get information. You know, their perks become your perks.
Yeah.
Celeste showed me texts, says the reporter, in which, listen, yeah. officers appeared to tip her off to police operations. Hey, Celeste, don't go on such and such a street. There's going to be a bus tonight. Officers provided her police reports or insider information on criminal cases for her and her friends. And now she's trying to protect those officers. See, they're mad at me because I won't give them everything, but I'm not doing it. Do you think they're standing up for you, the cops, in any way? No, they've all turned their back on me, she says. Well, then why don't you expose them? No, I won't expose them. I won't give up all the names. Well, there you have it, Kurt.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and this reporter says at the end of his second story, you know, which is definitely in-depth reporting, says at least seven law enforcement agencies have launched investigations, but the Alameda County Sheriff is done, I guess done, you know, investigating, I suppose, or maybe has resigned. They tell me they cleared four deputies who had sex with Celeste because it was consensual, no one paid, and she was 18 at the time. We'll have more on that in the coming days, he ends this report. Anyway.
Now, it gets worse, though, Kurt, and I want to bring this point out in the story.
Yes. All right.
I guess they say one ODP officer, that's the Oakland Police Department officer.
Yeah, OPD, yeah.
Had an impact, a good impact on her at a very young age.
Yeah.
But his death on the job sent her spiraling into a life of prostitution. Now, I reject that narrative entirely, Kurt. Now, it's sad that this police officer who was good to her, who probably didn't have sex with her, I wouldn't think, died in the line of duty. I mean, I'm sad about that. But that's no reason to turn to prostitution, Kurt. The two aren't the same. The reality is this girl didn't have a good life. She didn't have great parents. I don't know where her father is, but she's grown up on the streets of Richmond, California, drugs and prostitution. She turns to it at 12 years old. Okay. Now, the cops, though, I guess how she got really started with the cops, Kurt, was here's what happened. A cop saw her running down the street, running away from a pimp. And then this pimp was going to get her, and the cop saved her.
Yes.
And I want to make this parallel because I think this is relevant. Oftentimes, it's whenever the government gets involved, Kurt, it goes south. So you're better off with a pimp or better off with cops that abuse you?
Yeah, that's a good question.
Now, obviously, the answer is neither, of course. But it reminds me of foster parenting a lot of times, Kurt. The government comes and says, we got to take kids out of the home. Parents aren't good. Then they put them in foster homes. This is nothing but a government abuse. Just like, we'll get her away from the pimp so the cops can all have sex with her and abuse her.
Yeah.
The bottom line, though, is I see nothing but salaciousness here, and I don't really see accountability. Why are we even reporting on all this without the facts and without accountability, without people going to jail, huh?
Protecting your liberties. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
This hour from LibertyNewsDaily.com, I'm William Grigg. Hillary Clinton's joint appearance with Massachusetts Senator Elizabeth Warren in Cincinnati thrilled the Democratic Party's progressive wing, which would dearly love to see an all-female presidential ticket emerge from Philadelphia, especially one in which Hillary's running mate is seen as more liberal than she is. While Senator Warren may have an inside track, several other potential VP selections are vying for the spot. The Hill lists eight additional potential picks, including Virginia Senator Tim Kaine, who was on Obama's shortlist in 2008. Fellow Senators Sherrod Brown of Ohio, Cory Booker of New Jersey, Amy Klobuchar and Al Franken of Minnesota, and Mark Warner, also of Virginia, Representative Javier Becerra of California, and Secretary of Labor Tom Perez. You are listening to LibertyNewsDaily.com. In other news, federal law prohibits federal contractors from donating to presidential campaigns, yet a Hillary Clinton super PAC received $200,000 in donations from Boston-based Suffolk Construction, which at the time had nearly $1 million in Pentagon contracts, reports The Hill. Suffolk, which generates an estimated $2 billion in annual revenue, made the donations to Priorities USA, a Hillary-aligned PAC, in two installments, one in July and the other in December. It also made a $10,000 donation to Right to Rise, a PAC supporting former Republican presidential contender Jeb Bush, who had been expected to emerge as the GOP's nominee. If you want a win-win-win opportunity for patriots, think GiveMeLibertyFund.com. For LibertyNewsDaily.com, I'm William Grigg.
Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour. There's something really fun and exciting about discovering products that make life more pleasant and enjoyable. Well, Miracle 2 soaps definitely fit that description. The shelves at the supermarket are packed with soaps and cleansers that are full of chemicals that slowly destroy our health and the environment. Miracle 2 products are all natural, like the green soap that can replace your bath, laundry, household soaps, and cleaning products. And please try Miracle 2's skin lotion. It's quickly absorbed and not greasy like all those other mass-produced lotions. Miracle 2 moisturizer is full of fabulous oils and emollients that leave the skin healthy and baby soft. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. Just call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. You'll learn why so many people say it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
Begging politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
All right, a little bit updated on the active shooter situation. Now some people are saying the active shooter situation was not. It was merely a drill. Some people thought it was real. It wasn't. And then there's more information about people saying a woman called in a bomb threat. So we don't really know what's going on here. All personnel were directed to shelter in place. But then around the same time, first responders received reports of a real-world active shooter situation at, they call it the Malcolm Grow Medical Facility. And so we don't really know what's happening here. It's hard to get information. And that's a lot of times why I don't report usually too early on stories, because you find that half the details end up wrong. It becomes confusing. Anyway, there you have it. All right, we're talking about this Oakland, California sex scandal case. I'm not saying it's not true, Kurt, but I am saying I have concerns when we report on the salacious details, when they're talking about all the details of where she was. She even talks about a dog watching them have sex one time. And I mean, they do all this weird stuff. Then I don't see how it has anything to do with accountability, anything to do with solving the problems, creating accountability for the crimes. I don't see the value, Kurt.
Well, it's a great point, Sam, and so much of the media these days, I believe, is, you know, designed to, I guess you could say, to sell things, rather than really get to the bottom and perform the service that they're supposed to, do. That's what you teach about he who owns the media makes the rules. It just all depends on what they're going to do. I notice there's a whole lot of news on LibertyNewsDaily.com.
Yeah, we'll get to that in a second. Scoop's got another update. Hi, Scoop.
Hi, Sam, Kurt. Thanks for the break-in. It turns out somebody at Joyce Bates Andrews did not get the memo. It has been determined there's no active shooter. It was a drill. It's just that not everybody was aware that there was a drill. So the age of see something, say something, just went into hyperdrive. So there's been the situation, the real scenario was that an individual was going to barricade themselves in a third floor office, and then the airmen and the first responders have to get them out. The news has been reporting that somebody was barricaded in the third floor office in the medical center, but that was the drill. So it turns out everything was a drill. There's no shots fired. There's no active shooter. It was a drill. Not everybody got the memo. Not everybody heard saying we're conducting an active shooter drill. Please play along. All the local TV networks, they went back to their daytime programming, and there's a scheduled press conference at 11 o'clock Eastern Daylight Time.
What I don't understand about this scoop is why were people being let out of the building then like that?
That was part of the drill. Like I said before, something was amiss because you had an active shooter scenario, and first responders with the rifles had them slung on the shoulders. They had them in the barrels pointed down, pointing up, pointing everywhere but at the building, and they took no cover whatsoever. So the first responders on the scene, they were aware there's a drill going on. That's why there were no calls to the Prince George's County 911 system. Also, there's nothing on Twitter from people inside zone, the active shooter zone or area where it was happening, saying that, what was going on. So it was typical government at work is just a big, what.
All right, there you have it. Thank you, Scoop. Appreciate it. So Scoop Stanton calls in with an active shooter breaking update, but it turns out to be nothing but an active shooter drill. Now, Joint Base Andrews on lockdown after active shooter reports Fox News. So the question then becomes, why didn't people get the memo? Was this just a mistake? Or is this just to try to sucker the media into talking about things? It's just weird stuff everywhere in the news now. It's hard to say exactly what their intent is, but they're leading people out, putting it on TV, and then going, it's nothing but a drill. And the bigger picture to me, Kurt, says we're going to just make everything kind of this fabrication of reality. Everything is virtual. You're going to be even having sex with robots soon. So don't worry about this 18-year-old or this underage girl. She was nothing but a prostitute anyway. That's where they're going with this, Kurt. They're just trying to blur everything that matters in life with everything that doesn't matter, everything that's manipulated to the point where it's hard to even deal with reality because everything's supposedly reality. From reality TV on down to active shooters know their drills to, everybody's having sex with this little girl, but don't worry, she's a prostitute and a drug whore, and then don't worry, it's the cops, but there's no accountability. And what can we go to next for our scandal, Kurt? See, that's kind of where we are, right? However,
well, it seems like it, huh?
Yeah, there's real news to report, though, Kurt.
Yeah,
and the problem is, we're not talking about any of that because they're too busy talking about this other garbage. But you got a headline from libertynewsdaily.com. Talking about a federal judge, Kurt. This guy ought to be impeached on the spot.
Yep. Sure seems like it. And what he's, the guy's name is Richard Posner. He sits on the U.S. Court of Appeals for the Seventh Circuit. And he's, by the way, swore an oath to honor the United States Constitution, like many others in that profession. In doing so, he committed an act of public perjury. In his case, the guy's contempt for the Constitution is not only manifest in his rulings, but clearly attested in his own words. Here's what he said. He said, "I see absolutely no value to a judge of spending decades, years, months, weeks, hours, minutes, or seconds studying the Constitution, the thing you're supposed to uphold, the history of its enactment."
Wait, the thing he has sworn to uphold, sir.
Yeah, that's right, sworn to uphold. Its amendments and its implementation, this is what he wrote, 18th century guys, he continues, however smart, could not foresee the culture and technology of the 21st century, which means that the original Constitution, the Bill of Rights, and the post-Civil War amendments, including the 14th, do not speak to today. In short, let's not let the dead bury the living, he said, end quote. Anyway, you know, pretty rough situation we find ourselves in with guys like that as our judges, huh, Sam?
Yeah, now the thing that's interesting to me about this is this guy is so ignorant, Kurt, that it's even hard to discuss this. Because I would ask the judge, do my rights depend on changing technology? I'm going to ask it again. Do my God-given, unalienable rights codified in the supreme law of the land, articulated in the Declaration of Independence, are they subject to technology whims? And this so-called judge, this ignoramus, runs around and thinks the answer is yes. What a thug. Mm-hmm. But see, you know, the question is he really just evil or does he not even get it, Kurt? It's hard to say these days.
Yeah, good point.
It's sad. Now, you also, in my opinion, Kurt, understand now why the courts are ruling the way they are. These people are absolutely ignorant of constitutional realities. Literally, you have a federal judge, Richard A. Posner. He doesn't think the Constitution's worth it at all. Valueless. Just stop teaching and studying the Constitution. It's worthless. These old redneck yahoos don't have a clue, he thinks. Mm-hmm. But Kurt, didn't this guy swear an oath? So,
well,
you know what? He ought to be thrown in jail, Kurt, and impeached. This is crazy.
That's right.
And every decision this guy's ever been involved in should be reversed. Mm-hmm. What I say, you're nuts on parade. We're not going to tolerate this. You're insane. You reject the supreme law of the land with an oath that you've sworn. That's criminal activity, treason to our land. You're gone. But no, what we'll do is we'll say, golly, man in house in such and such city had a bunch of girls. Or whatever. We'll go to the next scandal. We should be talking about a New Jersey cop, though.
Yep, good point. You know, that's right. What you've got there, this New Jersey cop guy's name was Manuel Avila, was suspended from duty, but he received nearly $1 million in pay during his suspension. You know, I mean, there's just not enough money to go around to pay for, you know, government, is there, Sam? You know?
We're running a tight ship, my brother. Liberty Roundtable live in seconds.
We fought, we learned, we struggled,
we won.
Despite Obama's best efforts, the newspaper of the human resistance survives. We have lived only to face a new nightmare, the war against the machines. Read about our struggle in The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The Sovereign is a 24-page monthly tabloid newspaper about the war between man and machines. We've tried reason, we've tried legislation. We've tried every peaceful means imaginable, and all it's gotten us is shut out. So now we fight the machines. Order online today at thesovnews.com or find The Sovereign at select newsstands. Remember to read The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The human resistance's battle against the machines will be everlasting. This is mercy. It was never our destiny to stop the age of Obama. It was merely to survive it. Together. Together.
Are you familiar with the term vigor? Strength in body and mind? He pursued his tennis game with vigor, for example? Well, I hadn't, but I learned about it from Kurt Crosby. All right, and he actually let me take a scientifically proven free vigor test, and I got 13 out of 32, not very good, but I worked on it with him, and believe it or not, now I have a 29 out of 32 and improving vigor score. You say, Sam, what on earth is this scientific vigor score, huh? My response is, you got to take the free test, available now. Get a hold of Kurt Crosby to learn about it. The number is 801-669-2211. That's 801-669-2211. Or email Kurt, C-U-R-T, at LibertyRoundtable.com. That's Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com for your free vigor test today. Kurt, libertyroundtable.com or 801-669-2211. Vigor test free, scientifically proven today.
As a parent, is receiving a faith-based, character-focused education for your children difficult to find? Do you believe that godly principles should be a central component in your child's education? Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character. For over 40 years, American Heritage School has been educating both hearts and minds, bringing out academic excellence. This is the school where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. With American Heritage School's Advanced Distance Education Program, distance is no longer an issue. With an accredited LDS-oriented curriculum from kindergarten through 12th grade, your children can attend from anywhere in the world. American Heritage School will prepare your child for more than a job. It will prepare them for life. To learn more, visit American-Heritage.org. That's American-Heritage.org.
With news the networks refuse to use. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right, so you got a New Jersey cop declared unfit. Collected nearly $1 million in pay during suspension. That must have been a long suspension. That guy gets paid a lot of money. Not sure which or both, Kurt.
Well, yeah, here's the details of the story. I guess the guy, he'd been serving the people for quite a few years, and he got accused of forcing a woman he arrested to perform a sex act on him. He was suspended from duty, but they kept him on the job so he could retire with a full pension. Now, a local, you know, kind of detailed newspaper, or at least
hey, Kurt, if you force a woman to do a sex act, that's called rape.
Well, anyway, they got different kinds of them.
It's like a soft.
We don't want to go into. The Patterson Press discovered this back in 07. After these allegations surfaced, they found out that a psychiatrist that was hired by the city found the guy unfit to carry a gun, in large measure because of drug abuse, a policeman with drug abuse, that suggested suicidal impulses. So the police officials, instead of, like, you know, getting rid of this guy, they decided to allow him to remain on the job another 6 months. He needed 6 more months, you know, to reach his 20 years of service. By the way, that's a key, you know, milestone that you got to get for your pensions or whatever. The guy was placed on paid suspension, thereby accumulating years of additional service time that could put him in a position to get lifetime health benefits and thousands of dollars extra per year in annual pension benefits.
Bottom line, again, another sex story with virtually zero accountability. The guy gets virtually promoted. He almost gets a golden parachute to have forced sex with somebody. And then, hey, they just promote this guy into retirement. It's like, hey, have a nice day. Go golfing, my friend. You know, don't let your daughters go to the golf course. But, hey, you know, kind of thing. It's crazy. All right, mm-hmm. EU anti-what?
Well, yeah. It's a jihad. You've heard of a jihad, Sam.
Yes, sir.
It's kind of a war or whatever. But in the European Union, they've got regulators there in Brussels that are mounting what they call a crackdown on the use of toasters and other appliances.
Darn right. They regard as bread.
These are energy inefficient machines, and they commission.
Toaster, no, sir.
The commission there wants so-called eco designs. They want restrictions, and they're going to ban high-powered household appliances such as toasters, kettles, and hair dryers. That's going to start this autumn. The London Telegraph points out that plans for the ban have been ready for many months, but they shelved them a little while back for fear of undermining the referendum campaign if they were perceived as an assault on the British staples of tea and toast. This story says
this
from Liberty News
stuff.
Daily, by the way, had the ban been announced earlier this month, they say Brexit might well have been a landslide.
Yeah, good point.
That's how the news kind of works.
All right, a BLM Rangers in the news too, Kurt.
Well, yeah, and typically BLM Rangers are kind of on the end of offering abuse, but in this case, this guy was on the receiving end. They say that he basically, guy's name is Ranger Jeff Ellison. During a conversation with a colleague, this is back in 2014, he complained that a Christmas party was disrupting his work day. Well, that's typically the way it works in government. You know, you don't really need to work, but you got a party, you know. And he made, I guess, what he insists was a joke involving the possibility of using an improvised explosive device.
That's I don't think you should make jokes about that.
No, but, you know, those of us in the real world, we can't. But if you're in government, typically you can because there's no real, you know, responsibility.
You can make jokes about sexual harassment and literally sexually harass people and then, you know, talk about explosives. Anything's okay for that. Kurt,
this guy's conversation was reported to the local sheriff's office, and they sent a couple of deputies out to arrest him at his home. He spent a night in jail. He was told he faced two misdemeanor charges, and he paid $950 in bail. The charges were soon dropped. He never received official paperwork, and he was left to wonder if the episode was an act of official intimidation. He describes the incident as the most frightening experience of his life. Somebody trying to willfully ruin my life and trample upon my rights. Yeah. By the way, the end of the Liberty News Daily piece says residents of southern Utah have frequently reported incidents in which they have been treated in similar fashion by BLM and Forest Service enforcement officers.
Yep, all we got to do is kick those BLM people out and we'd be in better shape. All right, Kurt, you know, we've talked about story after story after story, in my opinion, most of them, in the traditional storytelling sense of the mainstream press, don't have any value. They just promote salaciousness and abuse and hostility and anger and hatred and division. And then if you and I try to, like, bring solutions to it, we're considered racist or enemies or hostiles or something like that. But we work on solutions for these stories, and turning to God is one of the great answers. But our buddy Kevin Blake does a radio show called Restore the Republic. Nice guy, great talk show host. He's been working on something for the 4th of July, Kurt. And it's entitled, What is This 4th of July About? We're going to play that as we wrap up today. These are the things that I think we ought to be focused on instead.
I am Kevin Blake, host of the Restore the Republic show, bringing you a special report as to why we celebrate July 4th, Independence Day. The following, even though it is basic, it is something that all Americans need to hear and rally around for a second time in history. Please let me remind you as we go about in all of our celebrations this evening with friends and family, we must take a minute to remind ourselves of the historical importance of July 4th, Independence Day. Independence Day is a day of remembrance and celebration that we observe to reflect on the acts of our ancestors, passing the Declaration of Independence to ensure liberty for their descendants. The Declaration of Independence, signed in August of 1775, was officially approved and codified into law on July 4th, 1776 by the Second Continental Congress. Although the American War for Independence was already being fought and the Declaration of Independence had been signed in August of 1775, July 4th marks the day that our ancestors declared their independence from an oppressive and tyrannical regime. For the first time in history, men codified into law that whites were not derived from other men or kings, but from God, and that the establishment of government would be only to secure the essential rights of life, liberty, and pursuit of happiness. On July 4th, 1776, our ancestors declared a separation from a system of government that ruthlessly placed our ancestors into a despotic system of governance, committing many injuries against the people and the establishment of an absolute tyranny over the states. This document, coupled with the heroic actions of colonial militias and the founding fathers, paved the very existence for our nation today. So please sit tight as I recite the very document in which we celebrate on July 4th.
You are listening to Kevin Blake about the 4th of July.
The unanimous declaration of the 13 United States of America. When in the course of human events, it becomes necessary for one people to dissolve the political bands which have connected them with another, and to assume among the powers of the earth the separate and equal station to which the laws of nature and of nature's God entitle them, a decent respect to the opinions of mankind requires that they should declare the causes which impel them to this separation. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just powers from the consent of the governed, that whenever any form of government becomes destructive to these ends, it is the right of the people to alter or to abolish it, and to institute new government, laying its foundation on such principles and organizing its powers in such form as to them shall seem most likely to affect their safety and happiness. Prudence indeed will dictate that governments long established should not be changed for light and transient causes, and accordingly all experience has shown that mankind are more disposed to suffer while evils are sufferable than to right themselves by abolishing the forms to which they are accustomed. But when a long train of abuses and usurpations, pursuing invariably the same object, evinces a design to reduce them under absolute despotism, it is their right, it is their duty, to throw off such government and to provide new guards for their future security. The Declaration of Independence, July 4th, 1776.
There you have it, ladies and gentlemen. The question Ben Carson and others are asking, is Donald Trump God's man? We'll get into that next broadcast. Is Donald Trump God's man? It's a fair question. At first glance, some people would say, no, the guy's horrible. Well, maybe. But the Lord has a way of using people to do His will, right? Sometimes they're not the best people on the planet either. LibertyRoundtable.com, LibertyNewsDaily.com, this nation shall endure.